Well, good morning and welcome in the strong name of Jesus. Welcome to any guests or visitors who are worshiping with us, and welcome to those worshiping along via live stream. In Matthew 14, Jesus was walking on the water. When his disciples saw him, they thought they saw a ghost. Matthew 14, 27 to 29. Immediately Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage, it is I, do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter answered him, "command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." And climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and walked towards Jesus. Are you ready and willing this morning to step out of that boat, to take courage and come to Jesus? Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, and he sank below the waves, and Jesus pulled him out. But before that, Peter took that first step of coming to Jesus. It tells us in the Bible that we don't have because we do not ask. So are you ready to ask God to come and meet with you? Take that step of faith and don't focus on the wind and the waves. Focus on Jesus, our Lord and risen Savior. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your mercy that you show to us each day. Call us to you, stepping out of the things that we believe will keep us safe and stepping into your arms, doing your will. Because we know, like Peter, when he began to sink below the waves, you lifted him up, and that you will lift us up. You will help us. Help us to put our complete trust, faith, and focus in you. Fill us with your Spirit this morning. Move among us. Draw us to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
All right, so let's tell God why we're here this morning. And I'm sorry, I do invite you to stand before we get started. I apologize, I just thought, I'm like, why is everybody sitting down? Oh yeah, maybe I should say something. All right.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. You came to the earth you created, all full of sin became poor. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. else I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Fill this place. your glory now in men. Yes, Spirit, come and fill this place. Let your glory now in men. Spirit, come and fill this place. Let your glory now in me. Spirit of the living God, come fall fresh on me. Come wake me from my sleep. Blow through the caverns of my soul, pour in me to overflow. Spirit of the living God, come fall afresh on me. Come wake me from my sleep. Blow through the caverns of my soul, pour in me to overflow.
So, we will take the offering before, thankfully, Jeff reminds me. My brain's apparently not working real well, so we'll take the offering during this next song.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop, you'll never stop working. And you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day that we can come together to worship and glorify your name. We thank you that as we studied this morning, that you are returning, and we can believe that because you are a promise keeper. Lord, we just thank you for the blessings you've given us, and we offer back a portion to you for the work of the church, as well as MCC Relief Fund. And may their efforts go to help many in need. Father, again, we thank you for this time and for Pastor Tony. Be with him as he delivers our message today. May we have open hearts and minds to what you are saying to us. We thank you again for this time. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way of my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours.
Okay, well, let us pray. Father, we do thank you that we are yours, and we continue to give ourselves more and more to you. You show us and guide us in your ways and fill us with your Holy Spirit. I just pray that you bring us together, unite us as we watch. There's many, many things happening around us in this world, but pull us together that we can be united with you, Father, and with your Spirit. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, it's time for our children's message. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. They're already taking a sneak look at what the snack is for this morning. Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Today, we're going to talk about truth. So how do we know when something's true? How do we know if something's true? If something's written in a book, does that make it true? No, it doesn't. Sometimes, maybe, it could be. What if we ask Google? Say, I can pull my phone out and type something in and ask it a question. Does that mean it's true? No, definitely not. So maybe the account in 1 Kings 17 can help us to know what truth is and maybe a way to find out if something is true or not. Well, there was a famine in the land. You guys know what a famine means? There was no food. It didn't rain for a long time and there was no food to eat. Elijah the prophet was told by God to go to a certain town and tell this woman that she's going to provide for him. Elijah had been living in the wilderness, and the water dried up where he was at because there was no rain for a long amount of time. So Elijah follows what God tells him, and he goes to this widow. This widow is out gathering sticks in this certain city, and she's going to go make the very last bit of food that they have, and they wouldn't be able to get any more. When Elijah came to her, she said, I only have a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil to make a little bit of bread. He asks her for a drink and says, while you're doing that, also make me a